Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And he is here and ready to go on this Thursday, April 23rd, 2020, 14, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, for that intro this morning. And what a morning it's going to be. Now, here's the interesting thing. For like the last week, we have had a lot of guests in the studio, and I love having guests in the studio. We have had Terry Tackett in here a couple times. We had the guy from Tiger King yesterday. We had Dr. Feynman yesterday. We had, who else have we had this week? We've had a lot of people. We've had the mayor. We've had the health commissioner, Tracy Kinsler. Just a ton of people on the program lately. So what I thought we would do today is, let's see. Here's what I thought we would do. We have a lot of mail that comes in here, believe it or not. Now, it's interesting because some of this mail, it comes, well, when I say mail, I'm not talking about snail mail, like a letter comes in the mail. That doesn't happen too often anymore, although it does happen from time to time. But we do get questions on Facebook, and we do get questions through email, and most of them are just asking advice. Basically, that's what they're asking. Now, why I would have any advice any better than anybody else, I really don't know. But I do think if somebody takes the time to write these letters, because they are quite extensive letters, that maybe I should go through them and try to give advice. And maybe you, the listening audience, can also help by giving some advice. So that's what we're going to do this morning in a certain way. We are going to go into the mailbag. Now, also, while this show is on, if you would like to submit a question, I'll answer anything. You can ask something about me. You can ask something advice-wise. You can just ask something about something going on locally, and I'll give you my opinion. But remember, these are all opinions. These are not facts. They are opinions. Or you can call on the air. You don't have to give your name. 740-383-9944. A matter of fact, most of these letters that I have do not have names attached, and I'm probably not going to read the name anyway of the person who sent the letter, because, you know, maybe they don't want me to. But I certainly can read the problem and help to try to solve the problem. So we're going to do that. That's one thing we're going to do. So if you have any questions, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Or if you want to submit them via Facebook, just go to my Facebook page, Scott Spears. There is a little tab there right now. Submit your question, and I'll answer it over the next 2 hours. Now, we do have the Charlie Evers Show coming up this morning from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Glenn Coble will be in to guest host that with me. And boy, did we have a lot of fun yesterday talking about just a touch of everything. So that was a lot of fun. And then today, Glenn's show, Swap Shop, will be on 12 to 1. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on from 2 to 3 today. So don't miss any of those programs. Now, before we go into the mail, because we've got 5 pages of questions here to answer, I have not really this week been able to do any kind of monologue, basically where I give you thoughts on what's on my mind, because I've been so involved with the guests we've had on. So this morning I wrote down a few things that I have wanted to talk about and maybe get your opinion on as well. Now, the first thing I want to talk about, to be honest with you, I want to give you a little update, because we always want to give updates on things that are going on. Now, the first update is on shaving. Now, as many of you know, and I'm going to make this story as short as possible, Saturday morning, I was shaving. Now, as many of you know, I have cut myself many times, but normally it's not a big cut. It's just, you know, maybe a little cut on the lip or maybe a little cut on the chin. Nothing really even anybody could see. It would just bleed a little bit. You know, you get it stopped and then you're off and running. Well, Saturday I did a little more than that. I don't know how I did it. I don't know what I was doing, but I went down the side of my face on the left side, and somehow I ripped about a quarter size out of my face. And it bled forever. It took everything possible to get that stopped. I almost had to get a tourniquet on my face to get the blood stopped. That's how bad it was. So that's just one of those things that happened, and it left a scab on my face that has been there all week. And a few people will ask about it, and a few people will not. But the problem has been is every morning I still have to shave, but now I've got to avoid shaving that particular spot because for the first few days it was very, very, It was very touchy. If you would have went over it, you would have ripped the scab off and created the whole problem again. So, here's the deal at this particular point. It's healing well. I think it's almost gone, to be honest with you at this point, because when I touch it now, it doesn't even feel like a scab. It just feels like a little rough patch on the skin. Now, it is a little red, and it's shrinking up, and I think I'll survive. So this is good news. But here's the thing. This is how confused I am and way out in left field on this whole cutting yourself with a razor thing. I still do not have, and I always mispronounce this. Is it a styptic pen? You buy these styptic pens, and apparently when you cut yourself shaving, all you got to do is rub the styptic pen on your face, and apparently they cost $1 and they'll last your lifetime. I still have not done this for whatever reason. I don't know. Apparently I'm out of my mind. So my goal at some point is going to be to buy a styptic pen very soon to make sure that this does not happen again, because it was awful trying to get that blood stopped the last time I did this. And, you know, it hurt. But I've got to figure out what I'm doing shaving-wise that's causing all this problem. Because I'm just about tired of it. I'm over cutting my face up shaving. And then somebody suggested that I grow a beard. I just don't think, you know, I'm trying to think if I've ever had any facial hair. I mean, obviously I can grow it. If I don't shave, it'll come right out. But I was never much into the bearded look. It works for a lot of people, but for me, it's just not a thing. And, you know, what's the thing everybody wears now? You know, they have that thing. I don't even know what it's called. But the facial hair in general just does not work for me, although maybe it should. That would save me from cutting myself every morning. Then I could just get a little beard trimmer, you know, trim it up every morning, make it look presentable. I don't know. The problem is, it's been so long in life that I have not ever had facial hair. Well, I'll tell you this. Sometimes I have went a few days without shaving, and that turns into an interesting look because you get that little stubble. You know, there was a girl. Oh, this is a funny story. Kind of. There was a girl who at one point I was seeing, I guess is how you'd refer to this, and I don't remember why. I don't remember if there was a lack of razors or what was going on, or maybe we were on vacation and I didn't take a razor. I don't remember what happened, but I went like 3 or 4 days without shaving, and by that point, you start to get that stubble, pretty good stubble. It's noticeable stubble. You know, you get that dark kind of a look to your face, and it does kind of look like a mini beard, but it's certainly not Duck Dynasty beard, but you get that little mini beard going on, and for some reason, she really liked that. I don't know what that was all about, but as soon as I got, she begged me to leave it, but here's what I knew the problem would be. I knew it would keep growing, and then I know we just got more problems, because you got to keep it trimmed up, and you've got to do all that, and I thought, you know, that's just an awful lot of work. So as soon as I got back, I shaved the thing off. Which, you know, the longer you wait to shave, the more shaving hurts. Now, if you have a really smooth razor, it'll come right off. But the longer you wait, if you're using a razor that maybe you've used a few times, it kind of hurts pulling that stuff off. So that's my little story about beards and shaving and the current gash that is on my face. Although, I would not refer to it as a gash anymore. It just kind of looks like just a little spot now. Earlier in the week, it looked like I had some kind of birthmark or mole on my face. Now it's just a tiny little red spot. Just looks like I have some kind of infection at this point. Looks like somewhere along the line, maybe I got into the poison ivy or something. Which I didn't. It's just a shaving accident. Has anybody ever had any of these shaving accidents or had a really bad incident shaving? Give me a call. I'd love to hear some opinions on this. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Those are called septic sticks. Oh, I've used one since I was in the Army.
So it's a septic stick. Why do I always forget? I always want to call it antiseptic. So it is septic.
No, it's just a septic stick. It's white. It's in a tube.
I'm going to write this down.
You can get it at any of the stores usually, but yeah, I know Walgreens have them.
So it's just a septic stick, and again, when you start to bleed, all you do is rub this on there. So it's kind of like,
and it will stop the bleeding.
So it's kind of like, does it look like chapstick?
No. It's almost like a chalkboard collar.
Oh, so it's just more of a, yeah. But it's not
as thick as a chalkboard, the chalk.
Right.
It's almost the size of a pencil, but that is about 4 or 5 inches long in a tube.
Now, does the tube that it comes in, now, so it looks like more of a pencil or more like a chapstick container?
No. It's just a clear tube, usually with a red cap.
Now,
usually in the shaving department.
The shaving department. And I heard the other day they're like a dollar or something.
Yeah, I think it was the last time I got one was $1.19. Now, I will tell you, Scott, if you use it and then put it back in the tube and it's wet, it will, it kind of disintegrates. So I kind of dry mine off with some tissue or something, and then I just put it in a cup without the tube. And I've had this one I'm using now probably for a year.
Now, what's the worst shaving accident you've ever had that you had to use this?
Well, I nick myself all the time and I use it.
But I know
one time I even cut my lip a little bit, and it stopped it. So.
Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, I've had the little accidents, the little nicks, like you say, on the lip or on the chin. But, boy, I don't know what I was doing on Saturday. I was fully awake, and the rest of my face went okay with the same razor. But, boy, I caught that piece of skin on the bottom left-hand side of my face. Boy, and I ripped about a quarter inch of skin off. That hurt like crazy.
Wow.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah, you shouldn't shave like it's a weed eater.
No, I don't know what I think I'm going to have somebody come in and shave for me every morning. You know how they used to do? Somebody come in and with that brush and brush your face and then
shave. Oh, yeah.
Maybe I could get somebody to do that job. Just come in every morning, that's all you got to do, and just shave my face. Because apparently I'm not good at it. So it's a septic stick, and you buy it.
They call them septic sticks. Some place might call them septic pencils, but it's septic stick is what I've always called it.
Well, it sounds good to me.
And if you can't find it, just ask one of the gals around there. They'll take you right to it.
Well, I think maybe I'll do that this weekend at some point, go out and do a little shopping and, you know, stay 6 feet away from everybody, but maybe I can stay 6 feet away and find this septic pencil.
All right.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right. Does anybody have any harrowing, as they would be, shaving stories? Or any other tips if you don't have a septic pencil? Because the toilet paper thing that we all have done for so many years, you know, it does work to a certain degree. But it's so hard to get it stopped with the toilet paper. And also, toilet paper now is a commodity. I don't know how much toilet paper I wasted on Saturday trying to stop this thing from bleeding, but I'm sure in today's world, I wasted like $7,500 worth of toilet paper with how hard it is to get toilet paper. So it's a thing. It's a real thing in life. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing with that shaving so far?
Well, you know, I haven't nicked any major arteries this week, but I'm doing okay.
They was talking about that stuff you stops bleeding, you know. The name of it. I just heard you a minute ago. This guy said he had it in a tube. A tube. Well, I've got it in a stick, just like a piece of chalk. White, just like chalk. Hard as you don't want. And you got to get a little moisture on it because you got to keep it dry. You got to keep it dry. You don't want to put it back in its package. It's got a little hard plastic sack you put it down in, you know. You gotta keep it dry. When you put it back in, you want to wipe it off so it's dry. And it will absolutely stop the bleeding. Now, there ain't no ifs and ands or buts about it. You nick yourself or cut yourself, you take that, run a little water, get a little moisture, so you get it on or whatever. But if it's bleeding, it'll you put it right on and hit bleed and it'll stop it.
Well, even while the blood's right on your face.
What that little chalk stick will do.
Now, how long have you had yours? How long do they last?
I've had mine. They just last and last and last. I'd hate to say, but I've had mine for years.
Well,
but see when you use it, you want to wash the point of it off a little bit. It's got a little point. It's like a piece of chalk and you sharpen it out some. That's what it's like. Mine is just about the size, it's about the size of a pencil. And it's about, I'd say it's about 3 inches long now. Scott, I've had that years. 20, 30 years. It don't take very much when you put it on. You can put it all over your face and you still have a lot left. But when you nick yourself, it don't take very much. It's just covered, rub it. It's amazing. Now, it's just amazing what it'll do to a nick when you shave yourself.
Well, it's interesting because I know for most people it might last for a long time. But for some reason, I nick major arteries every time I shave. So for me, it might only last about a week.
You've got little arteries in your face, and little pimples, and everything about you's got a little blood in it, pretty well. And you got a little bump. You mash too hard, you're gonna cut it off, and it will bleed. But when you use this stuff, that binds a stick. When you use it, you want to wash the point. You want to wash where you're gonna make contact with whatever. Because you don't want to get infection in that from whatever is, not the stuff itself. And you're going right in the bloodstreams in when you put it on your face and hit bleeding. So the stick wants to be clean when you're doing it. Or even whatever your finger, I don't know, you want to be, I would say you surely want to be clean, especially when you squeeze it out of a tube. With your finger, you get it on your finger. Well, this stick, you don't get it on your finger, period. You hold the end of it, and you got 2 or 3 inches left up there, and just wash the end of it off a little bit, and then go to work. And it's amazing what it'll do. You say, wow, that's just a piece of chalk. Well, it's not a piece of chalk. If it is, it'll stop bleeding, I tell you that. And I've never got an infection from it either. See?
Well, that's good because I don't think, because of a shaving incident, that I want to lose any part of my face.
Yeah. Well, if you use a razor more than one time, which majority of people do, you can't You can't, of course, I probably a lot of people got more money than I have. They can buy a razor every time they shave, but I can't, really. If you ain't careful, you can get an infection in that razor blade, in the razor itself. So I make a point to run my razor, and I make a point to see if there's anything on it that's left from a shaving, you know. And I make a point to that thing is cleaned with hot water, real hot water, when I put it away or when I start using it. So if you used it before, well, even though you haven't ever used it, you don't know what's on that dadgum razor blade. You follow me?
Oh, I do.
And if you cut yourself, boy, you got it then. I mean, if there's something on it.
Well, that's
so
right.
You can't be too careful with your body or especially your face. When you cut something, make yourself bleed. Well, it's open to get right in your system then.
Oh, that's right. And I don't need anything in my system at this point.
Well, like this virus is going around here. Use a mask. Stay 6 feet apart. I don't want to give anybody what I got. Of course, I don't know what I've got anything, but that's beside the point. I don't want to give anybody anything I got. And I don't want something that maybe somebody else has got.
Oh, that's true.
That's the way I see it. I mean, if I've got something, I want to keep it for myself. I don't want to give it to somebody else. That would be plumb downright, well, rude.
Oh, that's true. And what are with these people who still want to come up and they want to give you a hug and they want to shake your hand?
That just can't go on now.
No. And when you tell them you can't, boy, they get angry.
Scott, that's why we're having such a problem. Scott, it's going to get worse, I'm afraid. People don't take us seriously. It's out there, and it is a catching disease. Plain and simple as that. And they got no dadgum medication for it. They no cure for it. Really, it's got to wear itself out. If your body's able enough to fight it off, you may survive. But it's not. Adios. And people, you get out around where the public, I can name 3 or 4 stores in town. I was in it once Saturday evening. I had to go. It was unbelievable for these people and nobody had a mask. I said, I don't believe this. This slap dab don't believe this. And we wonder why Marion County and Franklin County's got the highest rate of cases. It's on the news yesterday with Governor Roeder. And they showed the cases. If you get on it, they'll show the state of Ohio by county. Marion County and Franklin County was the highest cases in Ohio for eviction from Monday to Friday. From Friday to Monday. The highest cases of the coronavirus.
Well, that is true.
Reported. But that's saying quite a bit. Marion is not that big.
No. Well, one of our problems has been the prison, and I'm not sure why they... Because there are 1,800 cases, over 1,800 cases at the prison, and I'm not sure why they are counting those as Marion residents. I don't think they should be doing that, because I think in Marion, we still don't have a large number of people outside of the prison who have it, and we've only had one death, which is way below... Well,
yeah.
One death outside the prison. We've only had one so we're way below all the other counties, but they throw those prison numbers in there, and they go way up. And I don't know what happened at the prison. I don't think anybody does. The health commissioner doesn't. But I think we've got to stop counting those people at the prison as part of our population, because they're not residents of Marion. It's not like they get their mail here.
Well, they don't get much mail, I don't think. But, yeah, you got a point there. But they're still here. We got to take care of them.
Well, we do have to take care of them. That's true.
Guards and so on and so forth. But financially, no. But how are you going to count them? They don't exist?
No,
it's
I think
in our county, let's put it that way.
Right. Well, here's what I think should happen in a case of a prison, because the prison is state-run, so even the people here in Marion have nothing to do with this anyway. They have no control over what goes on at the prison because it's state-run. So if you can't have a say in what's going on, and the premises are not anything that Marion County can do anything with, they don't make any of the rules because of it being state-run, I think
right.
that we should not have to take the problem, because we did not, as Marion people, the Marion Health Department, the politicians in Marion, they didn't cause this problem. It's the people who run the prisons in the state who did not handle this as well as they could, and it's just the prison happens to be located in Marion, and most of these people in the prison, I would say a great majority, were never Marion residents. They were transferred from other counties in Ohio to serve their time there, so I'm not sure why we're counting them. We should count them as people who have coronavirus. I think they should be in the overall numbers, but they're not Marion residents. I don't understand. I don't know why we're counting that, because it makes us look bad, and I really don't think this one's our fault.
Well, true. I'll go along with everything you said. Scott, it's your people out front. They forgot about the prison. Well, it's dangerous, even though it's got the virus or hasn't got it. But the prison is a dangerous place, and we got some bad people in there. But they committed a crime, and they deserve to be in there, I guess. Of course, the court said so. But they didn't deserve this virus. They didn't have nothing whatsoever to do, and they didn't deserve this virus. But the head officials waited too late with this bunch of people to get up on this virus could be spread. I pretty well know, at least I heard, one guy that really, really set that prison off, and I'm not going to mention no names, but he was out of the county. And one person that's in contact with a bunch of people, it's chaos, and that's exactly what happened. He said, well, Baba, how did that happen? That's what happened. But he didn't know it. He didn't know it had it. But there you go. They should have been checked before they went into the prison for the fever or whatever, anything. But they didn't. They waited too late. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It was too late then. You follow me?
Well, I do. But here's what I think happened. I mean, this is a highly contagious disease, and I think there was not a lot of social distancing going on in the beginning. And I think, to a certain degree, that a lot of people did not take it seriously. And the prison, obviously, was one of those places. And it spread like wildfire, because there is a huge population in the prison. I think 2,500 people are incarcerated out there. So, you know, when you're close every day and you're in the gym, which a lot of them do, or you're in the commons area, or you're down practicing in the choir. You know, I was in the prison. I wasn't there on a charge, but I was there interviewing the prisoners when they were having choir practice. I did that live from MCI in the chapel. So, you know, I know what it's like in there. I know how big the cells are. I know how close the prisoners are just when they're going from the lunchroom to back to their cell. And they are very, very close. And there are a lot of people in there. I can see how it could happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, if you're at a store, whatever kind of event, whatever a group get together, it only takes one. It only takes one. If you're in a pretty good congregation and you're not protected, it only takes one. You can fix a bunch. But if we ever going to get rid of this, I think we got to take more precaution and do what we think is maybe are spreading it.
Well,
maybe are spreading it. If you know if you got protection, and you pretty well know it, you're not going to spread it to somebody that you ain't going to run up and hug. Actually, you ain't going to do that. Would that be better to do that? It would be to squat and run around and say, hey, if somebody gets it, that's all right. It don't bother me. Now, they are a lot of people. I mean, you get out and look at the people together. They ain't worried about themselves or nobody else. Playing as simple as that. And to me, that's wrong. maybe it's plain wrong. If I even suspect I've got anything, I don't want to give it to my worst enemy. That's the way I've got to think. You got it, you deal with it yourself. Don't get somebody else, let them have to deal with it too. That's not right. And that's what happened to these prisoners. It's not right that they got that, but they got it. That's beside the point now.
Well, that's right. You know, once the milk is out of the jug, you can't really do anything.
Right, right. Well, hey, I said my piece, so that stick, you could get it, like I said, a shaver, you can get that stuff out, but it comes in a stick, and it comes in a sauce stuff. But now, I would prefer the stick, because you don't have to touch that to put it on your face. But now, with a tube type, now you would. You pretty well would. Or you wouldn't want you keep using that same end that you did, you have to wash it off. So when you use it, you want to make sure that you think it's clean when you put it on your face. Face is cut, you're open. So naturally you don't want to put something on, you even think it would be dirty. Right?
So it is in the shaving department, and it costs about $1, right?
Yeah, it's stuff very expensive. And the stick type I got, unless you slaughter yourself, it'll last your lifetime.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting is when I cut myself this past Saturday and caused this thing on my face, here's what I thought about. You know, in the beginning, I thought, oh, this is bad because I'm losing a lot of blood as it's going everywhere, you know, down the drain and all over the place. But here's the other thing I thought. I'm not on a blood thinner, and I don't take any, you know, aspirin or anything like that that would thin my blood. So I thought, you know, my blood must be pretty good. It must not be filled with cholesterol or anything, because, boy, it is spilling out of here like a water fountain.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the difference in people's skin, Scott. Apparently your skin is real thin, and your blood vessels is right close to the surface. And you have cut some little blood vessels, and right, you would bleed like a stuck hog. But if you could keep it from, that stuff's got to get on there now. You could stop it right and hit a bleed if it ain't bleeding so much it can't get contact at all. But it'll dry right now. I mean, it won't take it long to dry, and it don't take very much. Like I said, it's amazing. You said, this won't work. Try and see. Find your stick or the glue, whichever one you want to do. Go by, and anybody in there around the shaving stuff, they can show you. They'll tell you, but you can look. You can find it. It'll be visible there. And it's a miracle work, I'm telling you.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, and I'll report back as soon as I get one of these sticks.
Yeah. Put it on the air. I'll listen to you pretty well every morning. I'm going to get in there and say something. So, hey, take care. Stay your distance. God bless you guys.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Phone lines are open. Now, these are all interesting topics, in my opinion. 46 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to say your piece, get in. The conversation is shaving this morning. See, I love a conversation like this. To me, this is the type of minutia conversation that we need to be having to get our minds off of so many other things that are going on in the world at this particular time. And here comes another phone call down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So, good news. Last time that you and I spoke, I was expressing my concerns about the graduates not being able to walk and get their diplomas.
Yes.
From what I heard, and I don't have very many details, so maybe I shouldn't even be talking about it, but they sent out a mass phone call to all the parents of the seniors, a parade. They're going to have a parade for them.
Oh, there's going to be a parade?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that just I'd rather do that than be crammed like sardines in the Coliseum.
Now, a parade, I know we don't have many details here, but will they?
At all.
Yeah.
I was washing dishes and the phone rang, and it was like some kind of pre-recorded like mass thing that they send out to everybody. I got out of it a parade. I don't even remember the date and time.
Well, that's interesting, because I guess maybe they will just give them all their diplomas, and then they'll just all walk down the street and we'll all applaud.
Not exactly sure. It'll be something about you'll have to be in a car. I don't know.
Oh, well, I'm glad there'll be some kind of recognition then. I think that's
me
very
too.
Good.
I was tickled pink about that.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear things are on the up and up.
Harding, that this is, has also rescheduled their prom.
Oh, so there is going to be a prom.
In June.
In June.
So, something to look forward to.
Now, what if we are still under, because it's possible we could be under 6 feet apart in June.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they would have to push the date back. I don't know if they would, I just know what I heard.
Well, at least they're working feverishly on this. I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, that last guy that was on there, he was just, he was funnier than a barrel of monkeys.
Isn't he good?
You should call him back up and have him say the word virus about 3 or 4 times. I was in stitches listening to him. That guy was hilarious.
Well, he can call in anytime he wants. I like
people. Yeah, if you're listening, call back in and talk more about the virus. That's funny. Okay, have a good day, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I like that we all speak a little differently. I love, radio's all about voices. Well, not really all about voices. You got to have some kind of personality. But I love that people's voices are different and we all pronounce words a little differently. Heaven knows we've had this conversation about aunt and aunt and progress and process and process. You know, we've had these conversations for a long time. But anybody who speaks, everybody's got their own little twang. And I like that. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, that's unconfirmed, and we really don't know too much about it, but it sounds like that the schools are doing something for the seniors as far as graduation and possibly as far as prom goes, so that's kind of nice. Has anybody else heard anything? 740-383-9944, 50 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Anything to say on the conversation about shaving? Anything to say in regard to the proms and the kids, class of 2020, which may not get to have the typical graduation or the typical prom? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Love when the people out there in the audience participate. That is a lot of fun. And I'm going to have to get a septic pencil or a septic stick, however you want to refer to it, so next time I have one of these accidents, things don't go haywire. All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I do have these questions here that I'm going to get to, hopefully. Listener mail. Going to go into the listener mailbag and try to help people with their problems, questions, concerns. You can ask me a question if you want, whatever. We'll go through it and we'll see what we can figure out this morning. Now, here was a huge problem that I had two huge, one was not a problem, one was a problem. Okay, here's the deal. Let me start with the easier one. Last night, as many of you know, I've been given a lot of apple butter. I now have 3 jars of apple butter in my house. Now, I like apple butter, and all 3 of these apple butters are good. So it's great to have the apple butter around. But as I have said many times, I like to eat my apple butter on a toasted English muffin. I like to take the English muffin and toast it and pull it out and put some butter on it and put some apple butter on it and just kind of go from there. Well, here's the problem. I had some English muffins, and yesterday I was kind of busy, and I did not realize I had run out of English muffins. So last night, just for a little snack, I thought about having some apple butter, because I've got a plethora of apple butter now. So I figure, okay, I'm going to have some apple butter. And I did not have any English muffins. And because I never eat bread, I had no bread in my house. I could not find any crackers last night. I could not find anything plausible that you could put apple butter on. Nothing. Nothing could I find that I could put apple butter on. So this was the tragedy of last night, is that I could not have any apple butter because I did not have an English muffin, I did not have any bread, I did not have any crackers, and other than that, I could not think of anything to put it on. And you know what? I didn't want to eat it just out of the jar because to me, it doesn't taste as good just out of the jar. So would anybody have had any alternatives to that about what to do with the whole apple butter situation? If you do, give me a ring here on the air. Okay, that's one of the smaller problems from last night. Okay, this was, because here's what I have said since day one. We have got to be able to laugh during this whole
coronavirus thing that we're going through right now. So, here was a good laugh I had yesterday. I was at a place with some friends, and there was this person there who, for some reason, every time I start to tell a story, they interrupt me. And I've gotten to the point now to where I say, even when I start to speak, like the sound of my voice, I think makes this person want to start talking. So they always override what I'm saying and interrupt my story. And by the time my story is, or they're done talking, I've forgotten what I was going to say anyway, because I don't write it down. So last night, I was around this person, and I said this. I said, I'm not telling any stories, because every time I tell a story, that you interrupt me. Just a few minutes in, you interrupt me every time I start to tell a story. And they said, no, I won't interrupt you. I'm sorry I did in the past. That was just accidental, purely accidental. And just go ahead and tell your story. And I said, I'm not doing it. So the conversation went on to many other things. And about 30 minutes later, something popped in my head about something that was being said. And I thought, okay, I'll tell the story. I'll tell a story. So no sooner than I started telling this story, I was probably three words in. You, at this point, three words in, you didn't even know what the story was about. This person said, I'm sorry, I've got, and cut me off totally. And this struck me so funny because I don't think that the person even realized what they had done. I don't think that they realized that we had just had this conversation like 30 minutes earlier about them interrupting me all the time when I'm telling a story and how they do not do that and don't do it on purpose and so on and so forth. But they did it anyway. Do you have people in your life who do that, who cut you off all the time, will not let you expound on anything? They'll ask you a question and then they'll start talking as soon as you are trying to give them an answer or maybe an opinion about what they're saying. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But it made me laugh because of the irony of it. I don't know that generally it was all that funny, but it was just so funny to me that that could happen, that somebody could be that. It's one of those true facts of life. Irony is great. When you say, I don't do something, and you profess you don't do something, and then within an hour, you do it. To me, it's just funny. And it was a funny moment, and it made me laugh, because ironic humor, I think, makes me laugh more than just about anything. All right. What else did I want to tell this morning in our little monologue? And again, if you have anything to say, it's 56 minutes past the hour, give me a ring here, 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you this morning. Here's something. On Facebook this morning, I posted that we were going to be taking calls and questions and advice and all this stuff on the air. And I put it all in capital letters. Now, and somebody commented, why did you do that all in capital letters? Now, I said, either I'm really excited this morning, or either I just forgot to take the caps lock off. Now, the truth of the matter is, I just forgot to take the caps lock off. So, that's what happened. But, I will tell you that I came in a little excited this morning for two reasons. Here's why this morning is such a good morning. Number one, It was beautiful outside when I went outside. Still a little chilly, but not as chilly as it has been. So the morning was great. Sunny, just a little, you know, not as chilly as it has been, a little warmth in the air. You've got to love that. Okay. Number two was there's something kind of very cool going on right now that I will tell you more about as time goes on. And it's really making a lot of progress or progress, however you want to say it. So that's fun to hear about that this morning. Now, here's the third thing. And as many of you know, I have had a rant about the telephone, how I do not call people on the telephone. I have a disease where I cannot call people on the telephone. I can do radio. I can stand up in front of the group and give a speech, but I cannot call somebody on the telephone. Well, this morning, Because you get very few calls really early in the morning. Like before 7 o'clock, you don't get a whole lot of calls. Because most people know that I normally leave the house about 7:15 or so. So this morning, I get a phone call. The phone rings. And immediately I'm thinking it's somebody, one of the typical people, who would call me at that time of the morning. Which most of the time are family members, to be honest. So this morning the phone rings, and I pick up the phone. I didn't even look at the caller ID, even though I have caller ID, to say that it was a family member, which is who I thought it was. And it turns out it wasn't a family member. And it was somebody that I would never have expected. Honestly, I didn't even know that this... Well, I guess I did know that they had my phone number. But it was so cool to just get a wake-up call like that, which usually I'm not totally into. But you know what they wanted to do? And this was kind of something I've talked about on this show. They just wanted to say, how are you this morning? I woke up. Here was the line this morning. I woke up. I was thinking about you. I just wanted to see how you were. And I thought, how nice is that? That is so nice. And you know what? Maybe you should do that with somebody and brighten their morning. Because it did brighten my morning and put this day on a whole great spin. We're going to break. The first hour is over. We'll be back after news and weather. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say we're going to take it in six.